You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. People like to misquote Fitzgerald a lot and say there are no second acts in American lives. That's not really what he meant. He went on to say that there are. And in fact, our next story is about the second act of a singer who got really famous in the 90s with one song that you will absolutely remember, even its first few chords. Adrian Hill, who covers entertainment for us, has that story. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Lizzie. So I want to start, Lizzie, with this snippet from our early adulthood. You sing with me, Lizzie. You'll hear what I want to. Do you remember it?
Oh, God. Yeah, you're taking me back to wearing Doc Martens and maybe a baby doll dress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, wow.
Mm-hmm. I know. So now we're all in that sort of vaguely wistful, kind of glad we're not that age anymore mood. I recently sat down with Lisa Loeb here in Los Angeles to talk to her about her transition into kids' music. But first, I just had to ask her about Stay.
When I go on the road and I play either in the United States or in other places in the world, people of all ages have memories of that song.
And, you know, talking to her about it, she seems fine with it. Like, it's okay that it's her legacy.
Yeah, I have to admit, that song I associate with dating a lot of kind of loser slackers in my early 20s. So sorry, Lisa Loeb, I'm blaming you for that. But okay, she has a new venture now. Tell me about that.
You know, she's been doing this for a while. She got started when Barnes & Noble came to her and offered her a deal. Now she's got this new album out on Amazon. It's called Nursery Rhyme Parade. And it's one of those ventures of Amazon where it's original music for them and for Prime subscribers. So it's an interesting thing. She told me, though, that she wanted to do kids' music from the very beginning.
And I had always wanted to make a kid's record. Ever since I was a kid, in the mid to late 70s, there was a lot of grown-up and kid entertainment. Like, it was hard to see where it was. Was it for kids or for grown-ups? And so I always wanted to make a kid's record.
This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on my thumb with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
What's it like being a kid's recording artist? How does that compare to recording for adults?
Recording kids' music has really informed my work as a grown-up record maker. You know, making kids' records has really made me realize that there's so much that connects with people, whether they're young or old, when you do something very immediate, when you're able to go in and just sing the song, not sing it 2,000 times and fix it and make it perfect, but just sing the song in a way that relates the song to a listener. So it's really the same, the kind of music I make for kids and grown-ups. And I think that that's important, too, because that makes music that lasts forever.
Is the industry itself any different on the kids' side versus the adult side? Are there secret backstabbers in the kids' music industry?
I don't know. I found that the kids' music world, there's a whole kids' Grammys organization. There are organizations on Facebook, people who make kids' music. As we all know, there's lots and lots of grown-up artists who are jumping into the field of making kids' music. We have kids. It's fun. It's fun to do. It's a little bit different. It just feels fresher because I think I haven't been doing kids' music for as long, even though I've been doing it for, gosh, almost 10 years now.
Wow. What's it feel like to get up in front of a crowd full of dancing 3 and 4 and 5 and 6-year-olds?
Playing in front of that many dancing children is kind of like playing for a bunch of drunk grown-ups. I remember when my song Stay got on the radio, and I'd play a lot of radio festivals, and people just wanted to hear the one song from each artist that they knew. And it was the backwards baseball caps and way too much beer from a keg and a lot of talking during the real other songs. With kids, I've gotten used to it. You know, there are moments when kids get really excited and they get up and dance, and I've learned to interpret what success means. You know, I see kids, they get up and they start dancing around and they run up to the stage, and it's really fun. I think it used to make me a little nervous, like, oh my gosh, they're not listening. They should sit down and listen. But now I realize we're really engaging in a communication. You know, it makes each show different from the next. And again, to see them do Itsy Bitsy Spider with their own hands, that kind of participation is thrilling for me. I really enjoy it.
The Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
So lots of people know who you are. What's one thing you wish they knew about you that they don't?
people stop me on the street all the time. I wear glasses and people say, oh, I know you. You're Lisa Loeb. You've got those glasses. And I even have an eyewear line now. But I wish all those people who knew me for my glasses, they would actually buy records as well. People have really fallen out of purchasing music. You need that support, you know, to have people actually listen to the music and to connect with you in that way really means a lot to me.
That's amazing. So she's sort of an entrepreneur, I guess, in two different kinds of businesses.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that really struck me talking to her is just this is an artist who had this great success really early in her career. And it's success that's paved the way for her to do lots of other things. But she still has to hustle. She still has to go out there. And it's so difficult to make a living as a musician these days. So she does have an eyewear line. She also has something else going for her, which is that the 90s are coming back in fashion a little bit. And so shows like The New Muppet Show.
I have mixed feelings about that.
Yes. Don't we all? But, you know, The New Muppet Show recently licensed Stay, and sort of Stay is getting airtime again, and she's making some money off of that. So it's good for her. Whether or not we like it, it's good for her the 90s are coming back.
Marketplace's entertainment correspondent, Adrienne Hill, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lizzie.